Hello again. Bernie Miklas here on the Bernie Channel here on YouTube. And thank you, as always, for the support. Appreciate you very much. And the comments. I'm reading a lot of great things in those comments. I'm trying to keep up with it, but you've overwhelmed me. But that's a good thing. But I'm doing the best I can. Anyway, let's talk about the Cardinals and the future of the Cardinals, because this is a hot topic. I know some of you are getting sick of it, and I am going to be diversifying probably later in the day, but I'm planning to do a video on the start of the Mizzou football season. So that'll be coming along a little later. Please subscribe. Tell your friends, family to subscribe. Hit that like button, all that good stuff. All right, Derek Gould, my really good friend and longtime colleague at the Post-Dispatch STL Today, he started up. He wasn't trying to stir it up. He was answering questions in his weekly chat at STL Today. This was on Tuesday. And he was asked, obviously, about the status of John Mozeliak, who does have a contract through 2025, and whether there's something that would change. And in effect, Mo would either leave voluntarily or be eased out the door or something like that. And Derek's response was, let me read it here. All indications are that Mozeliak will finish out his contract and that ownership will welcome him finishing out his contract, and that Mozeliak has. Let me type this again, Derek said. He said he wants to create a clear plan where other voices grow in influence and volume over the coming off season. And season, meaning 2025. And Derek added, no, the DeWitts are not close to selling, and I'm guessing we're just going to have to repeat this over and over for the next few months. Yes, they have access to the same standings you do. So Derek Gould gets a lot of questions like that, and he answers them, you know, pretty much the same way all the time. So I guess he gets a little exasperated. That's all right, man. This dude works. I don't even know if he sleeps. Anyway, but that stirred it up because, and I understand that. I mean, the fan reaction was, what, you got to be kidding me. It's going to be the same thing next year? Like Bill DeWitt Jr. still hasn't learned? And he doesn't understand it. It's like apocalypse out there at Busch Stadium. I mean, pardon the hyperbole, but you know what I mean. You know, they got 10, 12,000 people actually showing up to sit in the seats. And I've never seen it like this here. That's why I call it, it's the apocalypse. Wow. So if they bring Mo back in the same capacity and he's still calling the shots, he's still running things, right? I feel bad for the really, really great ticket staff down at Busch Stadium. The Cardinals have an excellent organization, you know, in every other way except baseball right now. But I tell you what, if it's obvious that Mo is still going to be calling the shots and running things in 2025, good luck. Good luck selling those tickets and those season tickets and those suite rentals. Because if you think it's bad now, and it's real bad now, believe it or not, in terms of fan relations and fan motivation and fan inspiration, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it could get a lot worse. And by the way, if the Cardinals are going to continue down this track, and I'm going to do a video on this and a column on this really soon. They should tear the thing down, or they should give it a lot more consideration than they have. Because if you're going to be mediocre and you're going to be bad, it's going to stretch out over multiple seasons. Well, at least if you start over and tear the thing down, people are at least see, well, they're finally said, well, this is overdue, and yeah, it's going to be tough for a while. And it makes sense. The mediocrity continues. It's like you're wasting seasons and you're driving away more fans. So anyway, I already did a little bit of that video right now. Call it a sneak preview. But back to the story. So that's why I think, and I really thought there was a chance Mo would ease his way out after this season. I still think that's a possibility, but there are different ways of going about, you know, moving yourself out or, you know, moving aside. If he's under contract and he's still there in 2025, it doesn't necessarily mean, I don't think it does mean, and I could be wrong. And if I'm wrong, I know you'll be all rushing in here, some of you. Gotcha. Listen, man, I can only give my opinion. I mean, if some of you think that everything I think about the future, no matter what it is, got to be right. I've said this a million times, and it's not exactly an original saying, but do you think I'd be sitting here today, or I'd be writing column after column after column at scoopsnetwork.com if I could actually predict the future when it comes to sports? No. I'd be in some cabana on an island, because I would be cashing in for huge, vast sums of money in Las Vegas. I do the best I can with this stuff. And by the way, the blowback is fine. But what if the reality of this situation will be, well, Mo will be here, but he won't be calling the shots. He won't be the president of baseball operations in the traditional sense. Maybe he'll keep a title. I don't know. Because I gotta say, I've been really surprised that Bill DeWitt has let a lot of this stuff go on, most of this stuff go on for such a long time. I thought he would have intervened by now, but Bill seems almost defiant about this. And again, this is why I always am very critical of their messaging, because they only make the damage more severe every time Bill DeWitt Jr. expresses defiance about standing by his man. And, you know, he's in the job now, and we want him to fulfill the contract, and he will fulfill the contract. You know, that kind of stuff. Yeah, that's really good for your PR. That'll get people rushing down to buy tickets. Well, when do they go on sale? I better hurry up. Online. My goodness. You know, better get in there. So Bill DeWitt can have it both ways. And listen, I'm not saying that you all will agree with this, because as long as Mo has become such a burden, just even in terms of the PR fan relation sense, that even if he's around, there's going to be some people that say, and I'm not criticizing anybody, I'm just laying it out there. There's going to be some people say, well, I don't care if he isn't even running a thing. What is he still doing down there? And he probably has his lackeys down there with him. Okay, I get that. Because if you're saying if Bill DeWitt's saying, well, he's going to stay, and Mo, you know, Derek Gould thinks there's a good chance he'll stay in his role, but it doesn't mean it'll be the exact same role. Like, Chaim Bloom has been around here for a reason. The Cardinals brought him in late in the winter, and he has been studying every single aspect of the baseball operation, including the minor leagues. He has been taking all kinds of notes and writing reports about, this is where the Cardinals are behind, this is what needs to be done, here is what I am proposing. I mean, Chaim Bloom is a really smart guy. And we'll get to his career in a minute. And I give Mo and DeWitt credit, believe it or not. Yeah, don't shoot me with a poison arrow. I give them credit for at least reaching out to Chaim Bloom and to have him make an make this comprehensive, you know, independent report on the state of the Cardinals and why it's fallen apart, what needs to change, and how he would change it. So he's got a head start, you know. And I've gotten people, even in the comment section, some people say, well, you know, he got fired in Boston. He traded Mookie Betts. Why would we want him? Because he's really damn good. That's why. He was brought into Boston by their ownership, which is really ownership brought him in, and they said, look, we're throwing money away, and every now and then we're really good, but then we're bad, and we just keep throwing money around, There's got to be a better system. You know, we want to be more payroll efficient. We will spend money. We're not going to spend as much. We need to draft and develop. Our farm system is garbage. We need to fix that. We want you to do that, because you were brilliant at that at Tampa Bay, running a low payroll franchise and outperforming teams that were spending much, much, much more than you were. Okay. So they brought him in to do the job, and they gave him a specific assignment. This is what we want you to do. And he was doing it. But the Red Sox weren't very good while he was doing it. Imagine that. It's like they're retreating to set up a better farm system and they're cutting back on payroll. Well, imagine that. They're going to take a step or two or big step back while this process is underway. And then in Boston, man, where you have tough media and the fans are vociferous, you know, the Boston Red Sox owners, they were like, well, wait a minute. People are mad at us. Chaim, what are you doing? The answer is he was doing exactly what you hired him to do. And people say, well, you traded Mookie Betts. We traded Mookie Betts because they made a huge offer to Betts and he declined it. And Chaim Bloom really had no choice in the matter. The only criticism I have there is he didn't get enough for Mookie Betts. But he lost his leverage because the Dodgers are smart. No, baseball people know. They have a gossip pipeline. They know what's going on. They knew that Chaim Bloom was boxed in, so you could sort of lowball him and still get Mookie Betts. So anyway, Chaim Bloom built a great farm system. He had great, great aptitude in terms of identifying pitching talent, even at really good value. See, people think that you got to spend $200 million to get a really good pitcher, or even a number two starter, $150 million, whatever. Tampa Bay always found pitchers, and you're like, where did they find these guys? That's Chaim Bloom, right? And the other thing, they always had a great farm system, great feeder system. And you know what? The Boston Red Sox this year, the recent update at MLB Pipeline, seventh best farm system in baseball. They haven't been anywhere near that for a long time. That's Chaim Bloom. Okay. And that's what the Cardinals need, by the way, as you know. So if they bring in Chaim Bloom and they say he will be making the decisions, Mo will be an advisor. All right. Some of you, like I said, you'll get mad because he's even around. I get it. But let's be practical. If they're going to consider, if they're going to bring Mo back for his final year and they're going to give him a title, and he'll sit on meetings, but he's going to defer to Chaim Bloom. That'll work. I think that can work. It won't work in terms of mending all the damage that has been done with the fan base, but that can work. But if, again, I'm going to repeat, sorry, if fans and some of the media that would actually, you know, crunch down on this, you know, determine, no, Mo is still calling the shots, well, then this is just a charade. And, you know, Mo's been in this job. He got hired in late October 2007. So since the beginning with the 2008 season, the Cardinals have been his responsibility as far as the baseball operation. Only one guy, Brian Cashman, has been running a team longer, the Yankees president of baseball operation. By the way, Cashman hadn't won a World Series since 2009. He hadn't even been to a World Series with the Yankees since 2009. And they've, since 2008, when Mo came in, the Yankees have outspent the Cardinals by more than $1 billion. And they get to the playoffs more often and all that. Well, yeah, I would hope so. But it's funny how, you know, Mo, in his time here, has taken the Cardinals to two World Series and won one of them. And has actually done more as far as getting a team deep in the postseason and winning pennants and all that than Brian Cashman hadn't done it since 2009, despite having this massive war chest financially. Anyway, this can work. But I think the PR blow they'll take, if this is what's going to happen, if Mo is going to stay within the organization, but let's say hypothetically put Chaim Bloom in charge, I still think there will be a backlash. And it is imperative for the Cardinals to reassure everyone, if they go this way, that Chaim Bloom is calling the shots. Because if they don't, going to be an empty sea of red in Busch Stadium in 2025. So they better handle this the right way if Mo is still going to be around. That'll do it. As always, thank you. And I may be back later. I'm going to try to do a video on the start of the Mizzou football season. Y'all take care. Thank you.